York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. And good afternoon to all of you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Thursday, the 26th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and we are in the middle of breaking news from Norristown, Pennsylvania, where if you haven't heard, Bill Cosby has been found guilty on all counts. This is the retrial for sexual assault, and it has just ended, and the jury found America's dad guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault. The jury of seven men and five women deliberated only a day before reaching their verdict and finding Cosby guilty of drugging and molesting Andrea Constand in 2004. Bill Cosby is 80 years old. They are driving him home right now. They released him even though he was found guilty. And we'll get into this with Mark Garagos here in just a moment, but it is a surprise that they did not put him in jail. And probably just to give you a little bit of a heads up on this, we are waiting for the district attorney to come to the microphones here in just a couple of minutes. We are going to also hear from this victim, Andrea Constand. There have already been, she's the case from 2004 because so many of them, 60-plus women, accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault, and all but this one appears to be the only one that was still within the statute of limitations. So they are, the verdict, I mean, this was a 12-day trial. It wasn't that. It wasn't that long. It was pretty straightforward. Here's the evidence. This was a retrial, so the prosecutor usually has the advantage. They know what the defense is going to say. And Bill Cosby changed his defense team. Tom Mesereau is the lead attorney on this, and Mesereau, after coming out of the courthouse, said that they are absolutely going to appeal this case. Mesereau, you may remember this guy. He is best known for defending Michael Jackson in his 2005 child molestation trial. He's got long white hair. He kind of stands out in the crowd. He also defended Mike Tyson in a case out of San Bernardino, California, where the charges were dropped. It was about a rape investigation. I know he also went to jail on another one, but this was the one out of San Bernardino. Robert Blake, he defended Robert Blake during the murder trial of his wife. He got him off on that. Michael Jackson, Suge Knight, who was in jail, and Bill Cosby. So very high-profile celebrity lawyer that was brought in to represent Bill Cosby on this trial. This, in the last few years, lots and lots and lots of women have come forward. There was that Time magazine cover that was just full of women's faces who said that he attacked them. And so the accusation was that he used drugs and was it a sexual assault facilitated by the use of drugs, or was it consensual encounter between a famous entertainer and a woman who would later make false accusations to win a huge payment, according to the New York Times? So the first trial hung in a hung jury last June, but the count from that was all but two people said that he was guilty, but two did not feel he was guilty. All right, let's go. This is Kevin Steele, the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania District Attorney. Let's listen.
Andrea Constand came here to Norristown for justice, and that's what 12 jurors from Montgomery County provided her. And I would be remiss if I did not thank first those 12 jurors for their diligence, the sacrifices that they made, as well as the sacrifices of their families, so that they could serve in this important duty that they did. So today, we're finally in a place to say that justice was done. As prosecutors, we have a responsibility to seek justice, and we have to go wherever and to whomever it takes us. And to begin, I want to step back to a point that was pretty decisive in this case, and that's when Judge Robreno released a civil case deposition and indicated in his opinion that the defendant's deposition showed the stark contrast between Bill Cosby, the public moralist, and Bill Cosby, the subject of serious allegations concerning improper and perhaps criminal conduct. At that point, the prosecutors, who are here to do the right thing, and specifically my predecessor, Reese Vetri Furman, opened up and reopened this investigation. So that's a duty, but that duty took courage because she had to open up a case against a powerful man. But I can say definitively that that's one of the things that is done over and over again in the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. We have shown from our record that money and power, or who you are, will not stop us from a criminal investigation or prosecuting a case. What was revealed through this investigation was a man who had spent decades preying on women that he drugged and sexually assaulted, and a man who had evaded this moment here today for far too long. He used his celebrity, he used his wealth, he used his network of supporters to help him conceal his crimes. And now we really know today who was behind that act, who the real Bill Cosby was, and a jury has spoken with one voice in a court of law and found the defendant guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in his Elkins Park home. Now, there's a number of people up here, and I'm going to try to address as many of this as I can, but before you today is just a part of the team that worked tirelessly to get us to this point, and the most important person in this is Andrea Constand. There you are. 14 years later, it may be easy to forget that she was that first courageous person that stood up in public to go to the authorities and say that Bill Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her. Her courage, her resilience in the face of horrible and unfounded attacks upon her and her family has been so inspiring to all of us. We thank her. We thank her family. We thank her mother, Gianna, for trusting us through this process of prosecuting her attacker. And standing next to her there is Dolores Triani, who with B.B. Kivitz were the ones that were asking the questions in that deposition that Judge Robreno was referring to that got us to the point where we were able to reopen this case and seek justice. And standing with her through this whole process has been a lot of other courageous women who are willing to stand up and tell their stories about being drugged and sexually assaulted or raped. 19 were willing to stand up with us in this prosecution, take the witness stand, and we are humbled by the courage all of them showed. And we can't help but applaud and celebrate the courage of of the five witnesses that had a chance to face Bill Cosby in this case, to tell the jury, to tell all of you what he did to them. So Heidi Thomas, Shalon Lasha, Janice Dickerson, Janice Baker Kinney, and Lise Lott Lublin. We public here thank all of them. I called each of them after the verdict. Was not able to talk to all of them, but they know what they've done, and they know what their courage helped all of us do. So supporting all of these women have been the victim advocates, the victims groups, the women's groups, the anti-rape groups, and so many others. And each of these groups play such an important role in supporting these women and helping them to heal from the ordeal that they have been put through. Those are the people we all owe a debt of gratitude to today for their strength, for their resilience through this entire process, as well as every day, because they stand with us, they work with the victims, and they make a difference in their lives. I'm very grateful to stand here before you with this team, and again, it's not all of our team who worked to see that justice was done, but we had to overcome many legal hurdles that were thrown at us by various defense lawyers who have been on this case for the past 28 months. And this time, from the lawyers of four different law firms, and each step of the way, we fought for the opportunity for the victims to be heard, the opportunity to get this case to a jury, an opportunity to be standing before all of you after hearing the defendant.
All right, that is, we have to take a hard break. That's Kevin Steele, the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania District Attorney. The woman who brought these charges, Andrea Constand, is standing by. I believe we're going to hear from her. We will trap it if she comes to the microphone during our break. So, your reaction to this verdict about Bill Cosby, 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find it also on my website, TomSullivan.com.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand.
All right, Kevin Steele, the prosecuting district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, is still at the microphone. Let's go back and listen.
To keep it moving forward, they have kept up with everything all of these lawyers have thrown at us, and did it with just amazing grace. You've seen them in court. You've seen what they can do, and there's been some pretty memorable writing along the way from each of them, and you all saw a difference maker too when the judge ruled that we could bring prior bad acts in. Adrian handled that argument and just did a stellar job to get us in the position we're in. Our law enforcement community, some of them are up here with me. All the folks from Cheltenham, Sergeant Schaefer, who you saw testify on the stand. But behind that testimony is thousands of hours of work, interviews, analysis, and just plain good police work to put together the case that he did. Our partners in this also have been the leaders of that police department. Now Chief Fry, who has walked this walk with us, and before him, John Norris, the chief who did the work. And when we were looking to open up this case, he was adamant on what we should do and where we should go with it. And he is a great man. Our affiants here, we got the quiet one over there, former chief Shade, who's Detective Shade with our department, and Detective Reap, who I heard may be your birthday today. Yeah, we're all gonna sing happy birthday now. No, just kidding. And these detectives worked really hard to reopen this case and throughout the whole process. And I couldn't be more proud of the entire investigative team. They are supported by the lieutenant from our major crimes, Chris Kuklins, deputy chief Mark Bernsteel, who has handled so much of these investigative efforts, Chief Gallen, our chief county detective, and all the support that they provide and have picked up in this. Beyond the guilty verdict, there have been some other I think important outcomes in this case. As we understand, this has been important for sexual assault victims everywhere. But we did this case because a crime was committed against Andrea Constand, and it happened in our jurisdiction, and that was our duty to move forward on. And when you look at this and look at what Andre has done to stand up and declare what happened to him, she has been a major factor in a movement that has gone in the right direction, finally. And her quiet courage and her actions through this have helped victims to stand up and tell what happened to them. And I think now there's tremendous awareness of how these crimes have been covered up and papered over for the years. And I hope and I pray that our actions have shown that we will stand up with those victims and all women that are out there standing up and telling their truth. We support them and encourage them to keep it up. And I hope now everybody recognizes that here you're going to be treated with dignity and respect through the process. Another
All right, so that's been, the district attorney in Montgomery County, Kevin Steele, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. As he was talking, Bill Cosby, helicopters were following his SUV as they were bringing him home. He has arrived home literally a minute ago. Some of the people there are hugging each other, but Bill Cosby was brought into his home where he will reside again, even though a lot of people normally would go to jail immediately. He has not. It might take a couple of years. The attorney says they're going to appeal. So he may have a couple more years ahead of him where he's going to be able to stay in his home. But that also could be changed by the judge. But for right now, Bill Cosby's home. And when Andrea Constand comes to the microphone, we will get her comments. We'll be right back.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. So, big breaking news day today. We've got Bill Cosby just about an hour ago was found guilty of sexual assault years of accusations. Of accusations of drugging and sexually assaulting women and one particular woman at his home. Near Norristown, Pennsylvania, where the courthouse is. 14 years ago is the accusation that he assaulted this this woman, Andrea Constand, and we just heard from her lawyer, even though she's there, she is not going to speak. So we're not going to hear her words on how she reacts to this guilty. It was three counts. Penetration with lack of consent, penetration while unconscious, and penetration after administering an intoxicant. Those are all felonies. All of them are punishable by up to 10 years in state prison. Apparently, most lawyers are saying that they probably can be served concurrently. So he's facing at least 10 years, could be up to 30 years. I remind you, he's 80 years old. So the first trial ended in a deadlocked jury after 6 days of deliberations. There were two people. 10 said guilty. 2 said that they could not find him guilty. So that's why we came back around for this particular case, this particular trial. Mark Garagos, another celebrity lawyer, says he thinks Bill Cosby on hiring a new legal team for this second trial was a mistake.
The biggest mistake Cosby made is he never should have let Brian Monahan leave his defense team. It's somebody who's, you know, he tried the first case. He picked a whale of a jury the first time around. He's well respected there. It's always tough, and I never recommend, I get asked this all the time, to parachute into state court cases when you're an out-of-towner. And if you don't know the nuances, and Mesro, you know, is, he had a win, you know, more than 10 years ago in Jackson, but you can't be a one-trick pony and just come in and parachute into some jurisdiction, because in a case like this, jury selection is everything. And if you don't know the nuances of the Philadelphia suburbs and who lives where, and then this idea that he was going to take no prisoners, basically, with the others, and kind of you know, one speed or one size fits all with witnesses, I just this is not surprising to me. I said it early on that I didn't, and I said last time, I thought last time it would be Hunt, and I thought Brian did a marvelous job, but this case was just a textbook disaster from start to finish.
All right, so Brian Monahan was the lawyer for the first case where he got a hung jury. This particular, Tom Mesro, again, another celebrity lawyer, but they went after the victims. I mean, they smeared as hard as they could the victims about, again, going after the money, getting a $3.3 million settlement, the fact that she made false accusations, that she just wanted to win a huge payment. They went after her. She was asked many times in trials. The victim is on the is on trial. So Garagos, whatever you think of him, I think seemed to be pretty much right on when it comes to this. He also went on to say that Bill Cosby's will definitely appeal this decision.
Yes, absolutely. I guarantee you they're going to appeal. They probably will appeal. I mean, one of the first issues will probably be not answering the question as to consent. I know that there's no definition, and it's always fraught with danger when a juror asks a question. You never want to get too interactive. But that's probably going to be, my guess is, the first thing that you would do is you try to get a hold of the jurors, you try to interview the jurors, you try to see if there was anything untoward that happened in the jury deliberation room, and then you try to tie it to the consent issue. And then you try to see if there was anything else extraneous that made its way into the room. And my guess is the second issue that would be foremost is the idea of allowing more than one other accuser, uncharged crime, to come in. As you had mentioned, I think, in the setup to this, there was four additional ones this time around. And that usually is a problem. You might remember Wolf in the Spectre retrial. That was the same prosecution game plan that they used in that case.
Yeah. But in the first case, they did not allow, the judge did not allow these other women to give their testimony in the trial. The judge in the first trial said only Andrea Constand, she is the person who is the plaintiff. She's the person who brought the charge, the prosecutor's the plaintiff. She's the one who brought the charges, the accusations. She's the only one that can give her testimony. In this particular retrial, four other women that, again, are not part of this case, but went up and talked about the fact that Bill Cosby accosted them as well. So, again, back to Mark Garagos, because this is the part that is surprising, is that he says most of the time, if you are convicted in a court like this, you will immediately go to jail.
Yes. And normally, I will tell you, in most jurisdictions, if you're convicted on felonies and you've been out of custody, 99 times out of 100, the judge will remand you to custody.
99 times out of 100. remand you to custody. In other words, you go to jail. The sheriff takes you right then and there. But he went home. And he has $1 million bail sitting there. But that's $100,000 is what you put up for that. I think Bill Cosby obviously can afford that. I don't know if that's that big of a deal. Laura Coates, who's a former prosecutor, says the court may take into account the risk that Cosby has on the community to decide if he's going to go to jail.
It is true that it's very common, once a conviction has been handed down, that you would put the person in custody. What may be distinct here, however, is the level of the crime associated in Pennsylvania state court, and also the idea of whether or not the court is going to consider, are they a risk to the community? Is there some basis on which they intend to actually send them to prison? Remember, if the judge has zero intention of actually ultimately handing down an incarceration sentence, as opposed to perhaps probation or other things, and they likely may signal to you they may not have an intention to do so, and they would not remand in that way. So we're going to have to see what the judge does. If the judge at this point in time remands Bill Cosby to prison based on this conviction on three separate counts, you can be sure they don't re-release following the official sentencing and then say, never mind, I've changed my mind. So it's going to really show the hand. But I think this may be one of those scenarios based on the level of crime, the age of the person, and also the idea that he may not present a threat to the community. He may go home today.
Well, he did go home today. So what's your take on that? By the way, there's a great description. Gene Cesaris, CNN correspondent, explained what happened in the courtroom. It's pretty wild when the verdict was read. We'll play that for you, but I've got a coming up on our hard break here. This was the judge tipping his hat that maybe Bill Cosby may not get much of a prison sentence or at all. He doesn't have to sentence him to prison. What's your reaction to all of this? And what with all the Me Too stuff that's going around, this is like the before you got into some of the bigger names out there. But Bill Cosby's a big name as well. But this is an old accusation that's been around. Should he go to jail immediately? How long should he get? Does it matter how old he is? Are you surprised that he was convicted? I'm not. I'm not surprised at all. There were so many women that were accusing him. But the victims were also put on trial about were they truthful. 855-295-6600. We'll take a short break and be right back. Don't go away.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
All right, so let's get this in, and then let's take some of your phone calls. The phone number is 855-295-6600. Bill Cosby, guilty of all counts against him for sexual assault. This is Gene Cesaris, CNN correspondent, talking about what happened in the courtroom when the verdict was read.
Well, let me start that after the verdict rang out, and it was the clerk that gave the verdict, accusers of Bill Cosby, those who say they are victims of Bill Cosby, they were in the courtroom, and they let out audible cries at that moment. They weren't real loud, but you could hear them through this quiet courtroom that was just really paralyzed with what I think they were hearing at the time. Court personnel took them out. Immediately, though, after the jury left, it was the state attorney that stood and said, Your Honor, we would like to remand the bail of Bill Cosby, revoke it and remand him into custody as soon as possible. We believe he could be a flight risk. The judge had an issue with that. He believed that the $1 million bail that currently stands is good and until sentencing. At that point, the state attorney said, Your Honor, we believe he's a flight risk. He has a private plane. At that point, Bill Cosby stood up, looked at the state attorney and said in a loud, booming voice, he doesn't have a plane, you a-. It was loud. It was strong. His PR representative came over to Bill Cosby to try to calm him down. And the judge was actually on the side of Bill Cosby. You give me facts that he's going to be a flight risk. I don't see it. File a motion. Let me take you back before the verdict. The jury came in, and it was out of the blue we found out there was a verdict. This is very different from last time. I watched the jury file in. Not one of them looked at Andrea Constand. That can be a sign there of something that is favorable to the defense. Not foolproof, but many times they sat. We hear the verdict. Guilty. 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 I think many people were shocked because what they had wanted to listen to, the testimony readbacks, could be favorable to Bill Cosby. At that point, Bill Cosby made no audible reaction. He was just staring at the table in front of him, head lowered a little bit. Andrea Constand, all the prosecution team, no visible response either or audible response. It was a quiet courtroom except for those accusers, the ladies that believe that they are victims of Bill Cosby that just couldn't contain themselves when they finally, for the first time, heard guilty in a criminal court for an entertainer of Bill Cosby, America's dad.
There you go. So, yeah, we don't want to play the expletive, but he was quiet during the whole trial until the end, and he stood up and yelled at the prosecuting attorney and said, "He doesn't have a plane, you bleep." Everybody was going, "Well, this isn't the comedian that I know." Actually, I landed at Oakland, California Airport a number of years ago and pulled in, and right behind me pulled in a private jet carrying Bill Cosby. I don't know if that was his jet. I don't know whether it was a charter. I have no idea. All I know is he was really grumpy because the car to pick him up wasn't there, and he was really upset. Phone number is 855-295-6600. James in California. Hi, James. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What do you make of this?
The media went after Bill like he was a Trump supporter. I mean, they went all out the very beginning, all these women parading out, 50, 60 women. And a lot of those women were beaten in court, proven to be liars, but the media didn't cover one.
No. You got to get your facts right. They never went to court. They didn't have a chance to go to court. They had a chance, but they did not complain within the statute of limitations. They quietly were attacked and never raised the accusation. So no, they were never in court.
Okay, let me ask you this: am I wrong in my recollection when I was hearing that the Cosby defense team was defeating these women in court? And a lot of them just went away, and then the media never covered it when he won. But when he loses, it's one of the biggest stories in the country.
He's only been in court twice, the original trial last year and then now. There was no other court hearing. So I don't know what.
Not about Andrea. I'm talking about all the other women that.
Exactly. None of them. Not a one of them. This is the only trial, sir. I don't know where you're getting your information from, but this is it. There are no other accusers who had their day in court. None of them.
I recall seeing his lawyer, the lady that stepped down that was all over the news before, saying that these women were being proven liars in court, but the media wasn't covering it. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but that's what I do recall.
I don't know if you have a court information. I don't know of it. This is the first time Bill Cosby's ever been drugged into trial, and I think the media has been all over it. They were all over the first one. They're all over this one.
All right. Well, I just think it's just a ridiculous, you know, you can come 40, 30, 40 years later and accuse people of stuff and drag people in court. This was
14 years ago. Andrea Constand is the only one who fits under the statute of limitations. That's why she went to court. 14 years ago was the assault at his home where he's now residing again. But she also brought him to civil court and won a $3.3 million judgment against him. This whole thing started in 2014 when she says that she was attacked by him at his home. April
14th.
Yeah, 2004 is when this started.
It's all suspect to me, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're obviously entitled to your opinion on it, but I mean, 60 women, don't you think maybe a couple of them were being honest?
Well, I mean, you look at what's going on with any conservative. If you're a conservative in this country these days,
James, don't go there. Don't sound like that. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with sexual assault. This has to do with a man who used drugs to have his way with these women. It has nothing to do with politics. I don't know how you can, if you're thinking this has something to do with politics, you've got to rethink your level of partisanship, because this has nothing to do with that argument. Let's get Jim in here from California as well. Jim, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Welcome, Tom. How are you doing today?
Doing great. We only got a minute, good. Let's squeeze it in.
Okay, I think it's about time he faced the music and was convicted on these crimes. I can remember Lisa Bonet accusing him way back in the day. So my one word to say about him is Bill Cosby, the American Dad.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it with that. Jim, thank you. Well, he's defined a felon. I mean, that's now he's been convicted by a jury of his peers.